What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. I am your host, Dan Johnson, and this episode is brought to you by Code Blue Sense. Go visit CodeBlueSense.com. I do have a discount code for 20% off, and that is NFC20. And the other brand that helps sponsor this podcast is Reveal Trail Cameras. Go to Tacticam.com/cameras, and check out the new 3.0 versions of the Tacticam. Now, the title of this episode, I don't even know, like, I haven't figured out what I'm going to title it yet, but it's going to be something about springtime deer hunting products. And so I know what you're thinking. It's like, hey, Dan, how can we, why are we thinking about deer hunting now? Well, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm always thinking about deer hunting. And so that doesn't mean that we're not planning and prepping and thinking about deer even during turkey season. I've already done multiple turkey hunting gear podcast this year, but I want to focus on springtime deer hunting products that I use or that I'm in the process of using now. I'm going to be using here in April or May, and just talk a little bit about them and highlight a couple brands here that I use and just short, quick episode to get us thinking, to get excited and prepping for the upcoming deer hunting season. So, they're coming out of winter, right? They're depleted of their nutrients. They're looking for salt and nutrients and minerals and things like that. And so this time of year, I've already done it. I have started putting mineral out in my mineral station. And now, why am I doing that? Well, I've talked to deer breeders. I've talked to deer biologists, and they say that if you are putting deer mineral out in July and August, it's already too late, right? The ball is in motion at this point. And so the best time,
to get deer mineral out is in the springtime, after they've dropped their antlers, after, you know, they're getting red, they're looking for nutrients. The does are pregnant and, you know, they're getting close to giving birth. So they want all the minerals that they can get from these mineral licks, the salt, you know, all of these things play a role in deer health. And so a couple brands that I have used over the course of, I guess, my lifetime using mineral in Iowa, you can use minerals. I've used the basic Trophy Rock. I've used the basic Lucky Buck. And then if you want a little bit more science, minerals, like combinations, then there's brands like Analogic that have, that really do have like additional minerals, additional features. It's not just a heavy salt, because I would say like brands like Trophy Rock and Lucky Buck, other than maybe some scent that's involved with a Lucky Buck, it's basically does the same thing as a salt lick. So you can even go as cheap as going buying a salt block from your local feed store or Lowe's or whatever and throwing that out as well. They'll come to it eventually and they'll use it. But if you want a little extra in there, like some scent or some flavoring, then there's a lot of brands out there that have those things. And so what this does is, according to why deer eat the mineral, and they don't eat the mineral, they actually eat the dirt that the mineral leaches into or the salt leaches into. And so I guess they're depleted from sodium after the winter and they're looking to stay hydrated and they're looking to be healthy, especially for the does as they're getting ready to give birth. From my understanding, it helps with having the mom healthy, producing more nutrient milk for the fawn, and then also the bucks, when the more balanced they are with their minerals, the better, you know, the better nutrients can be pulled from their body to grow their antlers, because the antlers automatically start growing as soon as the old antlers fall off. So here by the end of April, we're going to be turkey hunting, and maybe you'll see a deer walk across the field and or in the timber while you're turkey hunting, and they'll have little nubs of velvet, and we're just getting ready to rock and roll. And so the earlier that you can get those out, the more beneficial that they can be, you know, they are for the deer. I would also highly recommend reading up on your rules and regulations. Certain states you can hunt over mineral sites. Iowa, you cannot. So I have all of my mineral locations far away from all of the hunting that I do. And certain states, like I believe like Nebraska, you can have a mineral site as long as it's exactly 200 yards or more away from where you're hunting. So a little bit more clarity there in those rules and regulations. So those are a couple products that I'm using this time of year for deer hunting indirectly. So obviously, the next product that I'm using, I just got done taking them out of the woods, and here pretty soon during turkey season, I'm going to clean them up, put new batteries in it, and then I'm going to get them right back out in the woods. And basically I'm using trail cameras to take inventory and put trail cameras out there to see if there are particular deer still holding. You know, as we get further into the spring, we're going to start looking at fawn recruitment and getting a good idea of, you know, how many does had babies, what's the buck situation like. Maybe there's a big buck that disappeared in December and you don't know what happened to him. Now he's come back. Maybe he's got a characteristic like a double throat patch or a torn ear or a scar on his face or a blind eye or something like that that's going to allow you to identify him. And then the more information that you get is going to help you for that next year, including turkey hunting strategy, right? Knowing where these turkeys roost, knowing where they strut, knowing where you need to be throughout different parts of the day. Obviously, trail cameras help with that as well. I usually pair that with a mineral station, especially for turkey. It's a different scenario, but for deer, I'm putting that trail camera right over top of the mineral site. And when that When that mineral starts leaching into the ground, these deer are going to start hitting mineral here really hard, and I'm going to get a good inventory of what is in the area. So that is a really good idea, is to continuously use your trail cameras all year round. I'm a huge fan of the reveals, right? And that some statistics just came out that they shared with a lot of us. I mean, I think there's 2 million users. And so there's 2 million users. They've manufactured millions of trail cameras, and they're taking like 700,000 images a month or something like that. It's crazy. So it's like every 5 seconds, there's like 5,000. I don't know what the math is, but I think they said somewhere along there's 1.2 million users that generates, I don't know, a couple thousand images every second. That's crazy. And the reason why those trail cameras are so popular, number one, they're affordable. And number two, the ease of use to set them up, scan a QR code, download the app, and you're ready to go. You cannot beat that. You can't beat it. So trail cameras are another huge part of my spring turkey hunting type, or deer and turkey hunting regimen. The next product I want to talk about, again, is another partner here. And this is one thing that I've really focused on the last couple years, and that's mock scrapes. And so the thing that I've noticed is the longer you use a mock scrape, the more that you will, that mock scrapes will benefit you. And what I mean by that is right now is when I would go out and start setting up mock scrapes, not in September when the deer start, you know, stripping their velvet and start scraping heavily. I would get it set up right now so the deer get used to it, and, you know, they can, they get used to it, they come to it, and maybe you don't apply the preorbital scent every single, you know, week or whatever the case is. Maybe you get in there during the month. But I'll tell you this, one thing I've learned, especially as mock scrapes, is the best time to put a mock scrape out is yesterday. The second best time is today. And so you put out a mock scrape, you get them coming to it, and they may not use it, but they'll sniff it. You know, they may not rub their glands on it, but they'll come to check it. And it's another great tool for identifying deer behavior, deer movement in your area. My favorite is here in a couple months, I'm going to see some does coming to investigate the mock scrape, and then a little doe head, or like a little fawn head at the bottom of the camera popping up and investigating it as well. And so there's, it's not just bucks that use mock scrapes. Obviously we want bucks to come visit mock scrapes, but we also want all deer to come visit them, because as we all know, does dictate the breeding cycle. And so if you have does coming through investigating a mock scrape, eventually bucks will be coming through and identifying mock scrapes. So I'm really looking forward to getting more mock scrapes out and getting them in pinch points, getting them within shooting distance of some of my saddle platforms and my tree stands. And that's one thing that I'm, you know, going to be using very heavily when I get out there in the turkey woods. There's a lot of brands out there. I like the Rope-A-Dope mock scrape kit from Code Blue Sense. I believe they've recently come out with a brand new two pack. So it's a little bit more affordable than just buying one at a time. You can buy two, come in a package. There's several other brands out there that have mock scrape kits. This is my favorite, along with, I believe they have something called like black dirt, or some kind of dirt, and you sprinkle it on the mock scrape itself on the ground, and some of that scent makes it seem more realistic, or at least that's the idea. Sometimes, you know, they have real and synthetic deer urines as well, so you can maybe freshen it up with some urine, and I mean, they got everything. Most of the time, I'm just using the preorbital gland, and then I freshen it up myself. And I pee in the scrape, you know, I scrape it up with my boot or with a stick, and then I pee in it, and then, you know, rub the preorbital gel on the blue rope. But, you know, if you're more into the you know, the deer urine route, they have plenty of that. I mean, there's a lot of brands out there that offer that. But mock scrape kits, getting mock scrapes set up for the spring, that's just a great idea, right, to get those up and running. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about real quick is pole saws, hand saws, and things like that. So obviously this spring and this summer leading up to the fall, our goal is, you know, if you're a tree stand hunter and you have private ground, or maybe it's public and you can prep on public, but the goal is to be ready for the upcoming season, right? And so throughout the course of my life, I have always been that guy. Yes, I do a lot of running gunning, but I also go in and prep a lot of locations. So I may not have a tree stand or a saddle platform in there quite yet, but when I do move in, I do my scouting, I find a location, I'll trim some shooting lanes out, and I'll forget about it until it's time to go hunt it. And then I move in and I don't necessarily need to do a lot of trimming when I get in there. Not only that, but pole saws, hand saws, and utility hooks on the pole saws are a big deal, right? So if you're prepping and a tree limb, you cut a tree limb and it gets caught up in another tree, you take that utility hook, you pull it down, and now you have a clean shooting lane for when that giant walks by. That's something that I will also be doing this spring. I think during turkey season, I'm going to head down to one of my main farms, and through scouting and shed hunting this, 3 weeks ago, I have identified two new little pinch points that have really, where I will micro adjust tree stands by, I'm going to say like 50 yards, two of them at 50 yards. And I think that's going to be play a huge role in how I, in getting deer in front of me. And so it's kind of like this strategy where I'm going to put a tree stand up. I'm going to hunt that tree stand and cut out shooting lanes. And then as I watch deer behavior and deer movement, then I will micro adjust those tree stand locations. But it always feels really good to go into a fresh sit in November in a tree that you've never hunted before in hopes of getting in there and trying to knock something down immediately, right? And you don't have to, you know, set a stand up in the dark. The shooting lanes are already trimmed. So basically it's just a nice, relaxing sit back and hunt. And then I go mobile if the deer don't show up, right? I'm bouncing around the farm to wherever I need to be. Okay. So one of the brands that I really like, obviously you can go to a farm store, you can go to Lowe's or Home Depot, and you can find pole saws and hand saws. But one of the brands that I really like, number one, I don't know if it's still made in America, but it used to be an American made company, or at least assembled in America, was Wicked Tree Gear. They've been bought and sold a couple of times. I actually used to work for that company a long time ago, back in the day, when my buddy Todd Prignitz owned it. And since then, it's been sold, and then I believe sold again. But they have really high durable, and they have different versions of the pole saw. It collapses down, the head folds in, and then also they have an ultralight version with some lighter poles, a lighter assembly. They have the hand saws, and actually they have a hand saw and they have a bone saw. But here's, they probably don't want me to tell you this, but here's the thing. You just need one. The pole saw or the bone saw can be used as a tree saw, hand saw, and the tree hand saw can be used as a bone saw. It's that sharp. It works just great. You don't necessarily need both of them, although I have both of them. You don't necessarily need both of them. They're sharp as shit. They work really good. They're durable. I believe there might be a warranty on it. I'm not 100% sure. And then on top of that, the utility hook you can buy separately, and then you can screw into your pole saw, and then you have that hook to pull down branches and things like that. Great for habitat work too. These are some of the things that you guys can use, while you're out. You know, I wish I would have brought my pole saw, because I went in and I chainsawed down 20 trees a couple weeks ago on one of my properties just to get some more light to the forest floor. And I wish I'd brought my pole saw with my habitat hook on it and was able to get some of these trees out all the way to the ground. Some of them fell, but got caught up in other trees. And now eventually when storms come through throughout the summer, they'll fall down. But I wish I would have had that when I was doing that. So a lot of use for pole saws, hand saws, utility hooks, not to mention like hatchets and machetes. One thing that I've been doing is I have a weed eater. And so later in the summer, when I get additional trail cameras out, I will take my weed eater with me and I will weed eat in front of the trail cameras, almost down to the dirt. I do that around my mineral sites too. And this allows the grass to not grow as much and or grow slowly. I also sometimes spray a little weed killer over top of it. So because the worst possible thing is you got the mineral out, you got the trail camera out, and then the weeds or the grass starts to grow up just a little bit, and you got to either it covers it completely or you got one piece of grass triggering your camera day after day. Batteries go out and you can't see, and there's nothing. You got nothing other than grass on your trail cameras. So batteries die and you're screwed. So look at those tools and those kits as well. The machetes are great for maybe clearing poison ivy off of a branch before you set up trail camera, chopping down weeds or branches that are in the way. Knock that shit out. I put this one down for fun because I have actually, this is my company. I'm just pretty much self-promoting at this point. If you're watching this on video, I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. It's called the Full Sneak Fight Club Tee. I've had this one out for a while now. I got a turkey t-shirt out. I got one called the Broadside Double Lung shirt. I got the Deadlift Dead Buck shirt. I got a whole bunch of shirts and hats, or I got a couple hats left. I got tons of stocking caps left, and I'm actually running a discount, a 25% discount right now on all of my last year's inventory, my last year's shirts. So it becomes pretty affordable. I think it goes from like $25 or something like that to, no, excuse me, $28 to like $18 with shipping. And so that's pretty cheap. So go pick up some badass t-shirts that help support me so I can go out and hunt. Outside of that, man, I just wanted to keep this really short, 20-minute episode. I'm trying to think of... Sorry about that. I'm trying to think of any other products that I would... I mean, when you're out this spring, tick repellent, permethrin for your clothes, maybe a thermocell, face masks, gloves. I don't know about you guys, but I pick up one or two pairs of mechanics gloves every single year, and every single year I seem to lose them or they blow out while I'm hunting or, you know, getting ready for the season or doing some project around the house. So you can never have too many of those gloves. A lot of sales going on, like big box stores, they will have like, what's that called? It's where they got like a little, basically a real big bucket in the middle of the store. And it's just really big discounts on all of the hunting gear. So now would actually be a really good time to check out Scheels, Bass Pro, Cabela's, all of the places that sell hunting gear and equipment, even your local retailer, maybe a bow shop. They are probably going to be running specials as well, just to get some of that inventory out the door so they can bring in turkey gear or all of the new stuff for next year. Now's the time to start looking at bows as well, if you're a bow hunter, guns and things like that. So,
if you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Outside of that, I think I just wanted to make this real quick, just give you guys an idea kind of what I'm thinking about from a product standpoint this time of year. Thank you very much for listening. Huge shout out to Code Blue and Reveal. Outside of that, good vibes, everybody. Have a good weekend and we'll talk to you next week.
Don't chew on that, Max.
Cooper loves that chew too.
Oh, now he's into Cooper's food. Wow, he is loving it. What do you feed Cooper?
Blue Buffalo Life Protection Formula. He never leaves a crumb. I love it because it's made with high-quality protein, nutrient-rich fruits and veggies, and wholesome whole grains.
Looks like we're switching to Blue.
Blue Buffalo foods are made with the superior ingredients your dog needs to thrive. Can your dog food say that? Visit feedbluefood.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.